Preface to Meditation 16 on being vulnerable. You know how it is sometimes. You come in from doing the shopping or a day's hard work or travelling and you just go flollop into a chair, glad to be home. No more keeping going, keeping up. Compromises, going along with it, queuing, being pushed and jostled amongst the crowds. You sag with relief into home, all defences down. For a little while you let go, you sort of collapse into just being there. The first thing some of the young women in our family do when they get home is to change into their pyjamas and dressing gown, dropping off, as it were, all the dressing up, the charades of the day. In the same way, we are invited to collapse into the prayer of meditation, to collapse into God. Let go of it all and just be there. Be here. Here it is okay to be vulnerable, defenceless. You don't have to play the games here anymore. Meditation invites us to learn and relearn this. This is the safe place. No tick lists, no exams, no judgments. Just the deep voice within. The quiet Christ spirit, who is also your spirit. Come to me. And I will give you rest. And because it is the utter vulnerability of God, deep in the heart of our heart, absorbing all our preoccupations, the dismays and betrayals, false starts and flimsy triumphs which each day may bring, we can just let them go without thinking about them any more. For now. Then eventually, what this letting go and resting does, one of the gifts is invisibly to strengthen us when we move out into our daily life, to be more ready ourselves to take it, to absorb, to be hurt and misunderstood, to be without retaliation, when that is what some situations seem to require. God does not leave us comfortless out there. Our divine life within increasingly shrugs off the ego games that surround us, absorbs them when they threaten to invade us, because we are, quite simply, growing into God. To be more as God is in this world. We are called to be increasingly vulnerable, to take it. That's what love does all the time. It's what meditation enables. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, St. Paul says. Home. The homeland of meditation. In the Gospel of John, Jesus invites us to make our home in him. Make your home in me, as I make my home in you. There, he says, you will learn the truth, and the truth will make you free.